Our second reading comes to us tonight from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14 and 18 through 20. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. The word of our Lord. We're a little bit self-centered, us human beings. I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing, and certainly not all of us are like that. I'm just making an observation that the world revolves around us. We've kind of made us the center of our universe as a species. And as a result, we have a habit of making declarations to ourselves and to the world about who we are. Moving backward through time, here are a few of the more interesting quotes that kind of relate to this that I've found. In 1974, Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll, was performing a concert when he saw a sign held up by a fan that declared him to be king. He stopped the show and said to the audience, I can't accept this kingship thing because to me, there's only one king, and that's Christ. Continuing to move backward, in 1964, boxer Muhammad Ali famously said, I am the greatest. I'm the greatest thing that ever lived. A year earlier, President John F. Kennedy declared himself to be one with the people of Berlin when he said, Ich bin ein Berliner. I am a Berliner. Moving further back, in the late 1700s, legendary bard and explorer Auren Gluingel Macmillan stepped onto Irish soil and wrote what is considered to be the very first poem ever put on paper in Ireland, The Mystery, which Steve read earlier to you, and which is full of beautiful, awe-inspiring declarations. And many people believe the perspective of the poem is of God declaring his ownership over the world and all that is in it. Around the year 30 AD, Jesus is recorded as saying my favorite I am quote, I am the way and the truth and the life. Some 400 years before that, Greek philosopher Socrates wrote my second favorite I am quote, I am the wisest man alive, for I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing. Finally, continuing our journey backward through time, we come to Moses' question at the burning bush. He wants to know what to say to the Israelites if they ask the name of God. God's reply, tell them I am sent you. I am who I am, God tells him. Other translations write this as, I will be who I will be. This is my name forever, and this is the name you shall call me from generation to generation." There are 21 instances of God defining himself with "I am" just in the book of Exodus. There are another 15 in the book of Genesis, including "I am the Lord," "I am the God of your father Abraham," "I am your shield," "I am with you," "I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless." As humans, we create our identity by defining things about ourselves. I am gay, I am straight, I am a good husband, I am a country music lover, I am a Republican, a Democrat, an independent. We seek fellowship with other people who share our labels. We are alcoholics. We are bridge club members. We are hunters. We are Christians. But we are created in the image of God only, and it starts with him, "I am." The first sentence of the Bible isn't "in the beginning God was born." It's "in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." At the start of everything, before anything existed, before matter, before space, before time, there was already God, "I am." So when Christ tells his disciples, "You will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you," he's not only declaring himself one with God, the great "I am," he is giving us the permission to see the world as something different than the way we're used to seeing it. By making other people and creatures the center of our universe instead of ourselves, by seeing through his eyes, by loving as he loves. "Be thou my vision," we sing. "Be thou my wisdom, my best thought." That leaves us, the sheep, seeing and living and existing through the eyes, the life, and the grace of our shepherd. And through those eyes, that life, that grace, the universe becomes so much greater. I'm going to leave you with one last "I am" quote. Alexander the Great once said, "I am not afraid of an army of lions led by a sheep. I am afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.